sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Since I spoke to you last, the images on our TV and media screens have switched from pandemic to pandemonium, from physical health to the moral health of our nation. A few weeks ago, we were seeing people dying in hospitals with nurses and doctors heroically trying to save them. Last week, we saw an African-American man dying at the hands of four policemen. The video images of George Floyd being slowly strangled by police in Minnesota has startled us. Whether you are black or white, liberal or conservative, it was shocking to watch four police officers slowly squeeze the life and breath out of a 46-year-old African-American in Minneapolis. A few days later, images of buildings and cars burning in protests proliferating through our cities came to our screens. For me, these images were eerily reminiscent of the 60s when I watched riots on my black and white TV set in puzzlement and horror, while Watts and Newark and countless other places in our nation's cities and universities were filled with both protests and riots. There are some people who want to address the first image of George Floyd being strangled. There are other people who want to address the latter image of protests, looting, and arson. I would think that our president would want to address both. So when I saw the image of our president holding up a Bible in front of St. John's Church in Washington, I thought, maybe he will offer up hope for peace, reconciliation, drawing together rather than pulling apart. But that is not the message that followed. Rather, our president used the Bible almost to invoke the divine right of kings. That is where the president came down as he threatened to use American military might to subdue protests and riots. Our president was wielding the Bible not as a word of grace and peace, but as a weapon. A weaponized Bible is all law and no grace. It is all about rules and never about reconciliation. It divides rather than unites. It builds walls rather than tearing them down. Interestingly, I ran across another image. Christianity Today showed a picture of George Floyd holding up a Bible. George apparently had a strong faith. Now, not perfect, but enough that he desired to use it to bring about peace in his Houston community. Why is it that our religious aspirations so often fall short, and we can't overcome our ancient tribal and racial hatreds? That is, after all, what Jesus came to do. His story was the story of God coming to our aid when we were helpless to help ourselves. The message of the good book has been explained 1,000 different ways, but here it is in a word, love. God's love, commanding, compelling our love. If we do not heed the Bible's summons to love, there will be little left of our world but ashes and charred remains. My hope and prayer for our nation is that not only our president, but all of us will read the good book, not to justify ourselves, but to die to our worst selves in order to grow in love. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.